This is Al Porter on Today FM.
Okay, now, as you know, I was telling some of you earlier on that I was at the Vodafone Comedy Festival last night. I think it's maybe my fourth year to play it, fifth year. And it is just a very exciting festival. There's so many comics on. You've got the usual Irish names that you would expect, from your Dara O'Briens to your Tommy Tiernans. But one of the great things that Bren Berry, who organises the festival, does is he brings over talent that maybe we don't always get to see here in Ireland. And 2 years ago, I wanted to talk to this lady, but I didn't get to catch her show, and now I finally have the opportunity to have her here live in studio. She's been a writer and performer on Late Night with Seth Meyers. You might have seen her on Inside Amy Schumer. She's appeared on Judd Apatow's Love. I mean, this woman has done it all, and she is here with me today. Aparna Nancharla, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Was that okay as an introduction?
Oh my gosh, you knew everything about me.
I have a great piece of your stand-up that I would love to play for people. Just to give them a flavor of a permanent
charm. Sure.
It's very hard to keep your confidence up in New York. Like, there are just models walking around all the time, just like unregulated. There's like feral models wandering the streets that nobody warns you about. Some of them are like free range, I guess, but models are like self-esteem pickpockets. Like, they're fine from a distance. You can appreciate them from afar, like a sunset, but if you ever directly walk by one, within seconds, it's just like, no, I have nothing.
That's fantastic. What was that? What was that on?
That was on, I believe, set on Conan.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those shows must be terrifying to do.
Yeah, but it's over so fast because it's just 5 minutes. So
yeah.
By the time you're through, you're just like, oh, I guess it's over.
Yeah. And tell me about these programs, like Inside Amy Schumer and mm-hmm. Judd Apatow. I can never say his name properly. But anyway, Love and all
right.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, did you enjoy doing those? Do you like want to do more TV?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a little bit more acting in the past year, and that's been fun. I mean, some of it, I did this show on HBO called Crashing, and that's just about... It's another Judd Apatow show, but it's about stand-up. So that's easy because you're essentially just playing a character that's yourself.
Yes, yeah.
You're just like, oh, I'm acting now.
the Trump thing obviously is huge.
Yeah.
It's all we talk about over here.
Really?
I mean, just whenever somebody brings up the United States, you can't talk about it without talking about Trump.
I know. He kind of dominates the conversation right now.
I know. Is that something that you bring into your stand-up, or are you sick of it, or...
I do. I've been talking about it just because it feels hard to not address it. Because
you can't ignore it.
Yeah. But yeah, it is challenging finding new ways to talk about it without just making the crowd sad, especially in America, because everyone's like still mad about it.
I know.
Yeah.
We can have a laugh about it over here, I suppose, at your expense.
Yeah. Well... I hope someone's benefiting off of it.
I know. Because he's awful. Is he going to Saudi Arabia to talk about Islam? Did you hear that?
Yes.
That's insane.
I know.
That's like me going to, I don't know, Liverpool to talk about the offside rule in football or something.
Like, well, it's almost like he's like, what is the worst idea? And then I'm going to go do that.
And also, I don't know if you saw today, the army have said, no, you're not changing the transgender thing.
Oh, they have? I didn't even see that.
Yeah, so he just tweeted it.
And then they
were like, well, your tweet doesn't change policy.
Oh, no. So it wasn't even anything he had brought up, like...
No, not once at a meeting had he gone,
oh, guys,
I was thinking about this. He just sat at home on the loom and went, there you go.
So he could actually just be losing his mind. He's 70.
I know.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in the Joke Shop tonight, isn't it?
That's right.
At 7:30 p.m. Also, tomorrow we can catch you in the Joke Shop early on in the afternoon. And then in the Big Red, which of course is the huge tent.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't been to that one yet.
If the CV didn't convince anybody, certainly seeing you doing your stand-up will. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me.
No, you're great. Aparna Nancharla, everybody. Yes. Yes. It's weird when there's nobody else in studio.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.